who was defying the armies of the living God. During this particular time, Saul and his army were standing down when, in fact, David stood up. Was this arrogance, or was this little David fighting to set his people free from their oppressors? Now, just imagine if Eliab's pride, arrogance, and divisiveness would have had its way in attacking David. Goliath and the Philistines would have never been conquered. Now, what about that lone prophet of God, Elijah? You know, the troubler of Israel, said the corrupt King Ahab. Picture Elijah on top of Mount Carmel asking the people how long they were going to continue to falter between the Lord and Baal. Only then would he call down the fire from heaven, which exposed the false prophets of Baal. Again, I ask the question, was this prideful? Was this arrogance? Absolutely not. Just obedience to the Lord that he loved and served in setting his people free. Was Elijah being divisive? Absolutely he was, because this is what the word of God does through his humble servants in a righteous command, directive, and application. Elijah stood up to be counted. He rose to the level of his father's expectations and simply went to the top of the mountain in order to set the record straight as to whom the Lord was in liberating his people from the counterfeits. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Were they being prideful, arrogant, and divisive when they defied Nebuchadnezzar in refusing to bow to his idol? You can rest assured they were accused of all of it. But if what they accused them of was true, the fourth man would have not shown up on their behalf in delivering them from the wrath of the tyrant's fire. Furthermore, the Lord of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not have been decreed as the God of gods. Daniel 3:19 tells us that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. How about Daniel when he refused to stop praying to the living God? Was Daniel being prideful, arrogant, and divisive in seeking the face of the Lord? After all, Daniel was praying for the people that he was responsible to oversee. Daniel knew the consequences of holding to the Lord, and in consequence, he was thrown into the lion's den, only to be protected by his angels and then delivered. In the end, those who accused Daniel of wrongdoing were then thrown into the lion's den, where they were devoured. What of John the Baptist, Peter, Paul, Stephen, and the rest of the martyred disciples? Were they being prideful, arrogant, and/or divisive in preaching repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Friends, they were not, in any sense of the word, being prideful or arrogant. They were holding forth the word of life and truth and preaching against the thief who cometh not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus, whose words divide, said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Men and women of God are to preach standing on the word that does divide the obedient from the disobedient, the holy from the defiled, the sheep from the goats, and the righteous from the unrighteous. Don't talk to me about false humility. False humility is an affront to the work of Jesus Christ and an attempt to rob God of his glory. Yet those who have no testimony in the Lord seem to talk out of school when making such comments as we read above. They have a different language, which speaks a double meaning. There are two different voices, friends. One is the spirit and the other is of the flesh, which is without testimony. Make distinction. How much of this carnality is prevalent in the church of the apostates today, especially when it comes from those who know not Christ and have no part in this divine spiritual life? They set themselves as the accuser of their brethren. Beware. They are those who do their best to stop the works and progression of those who are being led of the Spirit of God, the ones that are obedient unto the Lord in pushing Zion forward. These are the ones who want you to see it from their inexperience, who know nothing of the trials and the tribulations that go along with this call. Simply look to their lack of fruit in the light of Scripture and judge for yourselves what source they derive their statements. Titus 1:16 tells us they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good word reprobate. Great Awakening preacher Charles Finney said of humility, "Humility is spoken of as if consisted in a deep..."
Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh my goodness, folks. You know, as I've said, as history teaches the bad guy, you can only oppress people for so long. I'm showing people right now on social media platforms just a visual of what's taking place in Northern Ireland right now. And what's happening there is people are rising up in Belfast, again, Northern Ireland, and they're setting fire to all the 5G towers because they're not going to tolerate exactly what they know is behind the 5G towers. You know, it's one of the things that I did a video on it, and I did an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com in the past concerning this. And why is it Americans, and I just want to, again, paint a wide stroke with a big, wide brush when I say this, because it applies to more than it doesn't when proposing this statement and maybe a question, however you take it, that's where the balance is found. But what's interesting to me is, how is it that the foreigners... And I'm talking about the Europeans. I'm talking about, again, those in France and those in Germany and those in other countries like in Poland, in some cases China, and all over the world. New Zealand's another one. Australia's another one that's standing up against the tyranny worldwide. How is it that they've taken to the streets in the millions and they're beginning to send into exile by deporting those that were sent by the bad guys that you all the well know as to who they are, sent them into their countries to plunder their countries, to conquer their countries, and mainly in the ethnicity that I'm speaking of is the Muslims. They're saying, no, get out of the country, and they're rising up in the millions across the world. And it's not just that. It's also against those that are responsible for none other than the crisis created called the plandemic. And I'm talking about what they created through something called, as we all the well know, COVID. People are rising up all over the world, and they're demanding justice
We have foreign countries demanding justice when it comes to the likes of Bill Gates. And as I just said, Anthony Fauci. Now Donald Trump is under the crosshairs because people are sitting back and saying, wait a second, Patel. Wait a second, Bondi. Wait a second, Bongino. You promised you were going to deliver justice. And now that it's time to deliver, you're going to sit there and play stupid and act like we don't know the truth of the matter. I mean, to say that there's no issue with Diddy is like saying that there was no issue with Epstein. I'll highlight that more in just a moment. But again, Americans, the question that I want to propose to you is, how is it that foreign people act more like the posterity of our forefathers in their respective countries than the posterity of our forefathers in their own country? How is it? How does that work? It's not working. And what's interesting is people from all over the globe, or the flat earthers, however you want to take it, people from all over the world are waiting for the American people to get it right within the People's White House because they see that's what's perpetuating these crimes in their respective countries. They're waiting for us to get it right in our own backyard, but what do they see? They see a bunch of apathetic, tolerant individuals that are adding strength to more tyranny that they're going to have to throw off in their respective countries. And isn't it also interesting that when the people rise up and they say no more, just like our forefathers told us, again, read your founding documents, namely the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, the enumerated laws and the Bill of Rights and so on and so forth, folks. That was a declaration of what we will not put up with. And again, I've said famously from sonsoflibertymedia.com, our platform, as to what our forefathers said, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Isn't this the lesson that we're supposed to be teaching their country's people? Yeah, it is. Matter of fact, the lessons that they have learned from the examples of our forefathers are the ones that they're living out today. They're saying, we're not going to put up with this. And they're looking to the American people saying, why are you putting up with this? Because it was your forefathers that told us exactly what we're supposed to do in such times as this. And is it, ask the foreigners, are we the ones that learned the lesson, but yet the American people and their posterity haven't? That's pretty shameful, don't you think? Folks, if you're just joining us right now, I'm just highlighting the fact that right now in Belfast, Northern Ireland, what they're doing, folks, is they're burning down the 5G towers because they understand exactly what's happening in their countries. They know what they're being used for. They know what they're responsible for. Here's the other question, folks. Outside of the fact, when I ask you the question, how do the bad guys do what the bad guys do without the people doing it for them? They can't. What happens when a people stand up and they rise up in unity under God? And I'm talking about my Father God, Abba Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What happens when the people rise up and say, no more tyranny. We're going to resist your tyranny because we're obedient to God, and the Lord promises to establish righteousness through that to an obedient church. An obedient church is one that obeys because they love out of gratitude, right? But Americans, we have to learn the lessons of those that have gone before us not to put up with it. Because there's too much going on in your country that's responsible for what's going on in other countries across the globe. And again, they're waiting for you. They're cheerleading you right now, Americans, to stand up and do the right thing on the behalf of what's right in the name of God. With that, I also wanted to throw this at you really quick. If you want to go ahead and check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, social media platforms on the left and the right. Morning shows on the right with Tim. On the left is with me, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe. Go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com as well, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsofliberty.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. What I want to cover right on the other side when we pick up the other segment, the segment up and coming here, is I want to go back and show you how this has all been pre-planned concerning what Sal, our friend from Colorado, when he called in yesterday, brought up concerning these chemtrails. And if you find Deuteronomy 28, 24, under the judgment of God in great specificity, it's exactly what's going on here. And we've been forewarned about this for decades, folks. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you how that all works out, because you're the ones breathing it in, these aerosols, these chemicals, and I'll highlight it in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Welcome back. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, love hearing from you. And that number is 281-845-4704. Again, love hearing from you. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just talking about this just momentarily, and what I was talking about is basically what's going on with this whole Epstein case. I just brought it up just for a moment. And I'm not belaboring it, but I think it's of importance that people understand the character of their said representatives. We know that they're guilty as H-E double hockey sticks, literally. They're guilty of their sin. And the fact of the matter is they're going to die in their sin and they're going to end up where sinners go. And it's my job as a preacher to do my best in forewarning them, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, 2 Corinthians 5. And but again, just going back to the bare naked facts, literally concerning what's going on here. And I brought up Patel and Bondi, and I brought up Bongino, and folks, remember, everybody knew who they were before they put them into power, and they put them in a favorable light, and that's what they always do. They promote them that way, and then all of a sudden people love it when they're promoted into positions in the halls of government or on constitutional agencies such as Bongino. Then we can see what they're really about. And just to take note concerning that point that I'm making, it's interesting how they just, they led up to the fact that they promised to do this. It included J.D. Vance. It included Donald Trump. It concerned and included those that I just highlighted. And then when it was their time to prove the point, what do? They say they don't exist. And there's nobody that believes that. Matter of fact, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I just watched some videos. It doesn't get any better than this, friends. But it was some videos on Donald Trump's whistleblower, and it was one of the young girls, Katie Johnson, that filed a lawsuit against Trump and Epstein. And again, it's coming to the surface. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because I listened to some of the video, probably half of the video that Tim had put up there, and these are the eyewitnesses. These are the victims of the crimes themselves, right? Or of the criminals themselves, the perpetrators, the pedophiles, namely Trump and Epstein. And it's amazing how she goes into great specificity and great detail concerning the crimes that both of them committed. And I'm telling you, folks, you got some sick people that are in office right now. And if you have not seen the video, I strongly suggest that you go to what Tim posted, because there is the video. This is the voice the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear. The name of the article is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It says, as Trump blows up at the people who are not buying the cover-up concerning Jeffrey Epstein, the Katie Johnson's lawsuit against Trump and Epstein is coming to the surface again. Well, I heard on Sunday when this came up that I was a liar. I brought this up, I think, yesterday or the day before, and I was a liar. I was just speculating concerning what was going on. And it's like, guy, this has been going on for a long time. This is not brand new. They're all being extorted, and now we have agents coming out and confirming somehow or another the things that I've shared with you for the last, I don't know how many years, concerning, you know, again, Watergate scandal. It was a pedophile ring cover-up with the use of Watergate, and the whole thing with conspiracy of silence, what was going under Bush and Reagan White House during that particular time, and the politicians that were being used concerning the orphans that were being stolen and sold out by the priest in Boys Town out of Nebraska, where they were being used to film politicians committing crimes with these young people. And the list goes on. Franklin cover-up's another one. And this stuff has been going on for a long time. And so I'm bringing this up again because I never say anything without the ability to back it up, or the authority of Scripture or the Constitution. Never. I never do that, because I'm not here to give you my opinion. I'm here to give you the truth. And because so many say they want to bring about resolve, well, the only thing that's going to bring about resolve is when you have a knowledge of that truth, because without it, you can't bring about any resolve. You understand, okay? So with that, people are mad about what's going on with Trump. They're angry. Had a guy come up to me unsolicited yesterday, and he started saying, you know, I used to be a big Trump guy. He goes, but I've had enough of this, what he said, expletive BS, the acronym for you know what. And he just went on and on. He said, they're all controlled, aren't they, Bradley? I said, they've been controlled for decades. And we've known that every one of them, from the top to the bottom, including the Supreme Court, including the not only the executive, but the judicial branch of government, folks, it's all extorted. And to think otherwise, people, explain to me, please, then why is this going on? Because, you know, as a matter of fact, just to kind of prove the point as to bouncing off of something somebody just said, and I'm not taking a shot at you, my friend, but I'm saying in making the point that you just got done saying, well, they're killing us. And that I know you were making reference to the cloud seeding and the chemtrails and so on and so forth as to what you're highlighting and what Sal highlighted yesterday on as he called into the radio program. But in saying that, they're not doing anything, friends, that you're not allowing them to do. I just want to say it again. I just showed you what's going on in Belfast right now, that they're burning down the towers, the 5G towers. They've had enough.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen in China, too, because they're all being surveilled by their government because the government wants to control them. They're trying to create the same thing here. And I'm going to get to you this in just a couple minutes here. But concerning even what's going on in America under the Big Beautiful Bill, how they're trying to create this surveillance system with the use of your tax dollars. Notice the title of the bill. Once again, the Big Beautiful Bill does the opposite of what the title defines out to be, or they want you to just take them for face value and trust them. But let me go full circle back to Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. The guy said, I was speculating. He said that, you know, I'm just, you know, kind of reaching concerning the crimes of Donald Trump. No, the bottom line is they're all extorted, every single one of them. And the fact of the matter is if you suggest or you're trying to suggest to me they're not extorted, then tell me why they're doing the opposite of what they say that they're going to do. That's all I want to know. So just to confirm it, I wanted to show you what's coming up because people are very angry about what's going on in their country. This is posted by a guy by the name of Paul Anakin, or Akinin. Sorry, Paul Akinin. Sorry about that. Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump child rape lawsuit. It's right in front of your face to see. It's easy to find. There's a Google search right on the bottom. And I'm bringing this up for the very purpose, friends, that the crimes committed by these individuals and the reason they're saying they don't exist is because they're guilty of the crimes, as I've always said. And until the American people deal with this and clean up the people's White House in Congress and all three branches of government all the way down to their local communities, this is going to continuously get worse. It just absolutely is. The reason, going back to Cash Patel, the reason the FBI wouldn't let the Epstein client list come out in court is because then it would be public record. But it is because if they did, those that are extorting your politicians, this is what you need to pay attention to. This is what you need to pay attention to, friends. If the Epstein client list actually came out in court, it's because if they did, their blackmail methods would no longer be useful. The CIA and the Mossad would lose control over all of the powerful people that they put up for us and they spent decades setting up. You have to understand the deck of cards falls when this is exposed. It's the same thing going on with Diddy right now. They don't want that information out because if it gets out, friends, guess what? They lose control over all of the corrupt politicians. I want to say it again. If it gets out, the Epstein list, you are, friends, you already know who's on it. I can tell you who's on it. Anybody that's been put up in a favorable light is a said conservative or a good guy. There's only one way they got popular, friends, is because they're not being censored or suppressed. And it includes preachers as well. Look at Jeffries. Look at Hagee. Look at this clown Locke. Oh my goodness, folks, look at the prosperity movement. I mean, how that ever got a pass by the American people? And why is it that you, at every given turn, they're right in front of your face again and again and again and again? Because, as I make reference to 1 Kings 13:33 continuously on this show, it's because the Lord already told us this is exactly how it's going to go long, long, long ago. And either we're going to take heed to it, or we're going to continuously put up with this. It's our call. Hey, friends, listen to me. When people say the globalists are in control, I'm here to tell you that they're in control of nothing that you don't yield yourself over to in giving them control. Listen to me. Live your life where they're worried about how you live your life rather than you worrying about how they're doing or how they're living their lives controlling you in every facet of your life. That's up to you. That's not up to them. And how is it that 345 million people sit back and say, look what the globalists are doing now? I'm embarrassed for you. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. BBSRadio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. It's amazing to me how everybody's so opinionated. And then it's time to talk. You know why people... Here's the deal. You want to know why people don't call in? Because we're not debating anything. Did you know that? No, we're just giving you facts. In other words, folks, they don't call in because they know I'm right. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Some will say, well, that was pretty arrogant. No, it's not arrogant at all. It's confident. I know it's a fact because I'm showing you, therefore, what substantiates the fact of the matter. That's what I'm showing you. Nobody can dispute what we're talking about right now. And furthermore, the bad guys cannot. That's why they're running for cover, or they're accusing the other side of what they themselves are guilty of. They're famously known for that, friends. They've taken a lot of lesson in classroom time from the likes of a Joseph Goebbels. And then it goes back up to his father, Satan himself, who's the accuser of the brethren, right? Go ahead and check out 12:17 of Revelation when you got a moment. I want to kick off something that Sal brought up yesterday, and somebody just brought up, one of my friends brought up earlier, and I want to go ahead and cover this so you can see it for yourself. But a lot of people that are witnessing what took place in Texas there, what's interesting to note is there was reportedly cloud seeding over parts of Texas just 2 days before the historic flood. Now, how credible is that? I have no idea, but I want to go ahead and play a little piece of this so you can see, again, out of their own mouths that they are, in fact, guilty of the act of what they're being accused of right now.
Sister Rico, I'm the CEO and founder of Rainmaker. We're a cloud seeding company that is enhancing precipitation via advanced radar and also drones for the sake of supplementing water supplies for farms, cities, reservoirs, and wildlife throughout the United States. Our ultimate vision is to end water scarcity, and we've begun that mission already. I'm testifying to not oppose the spirit of this bill, which I think is well-founded, but the current configuration of the bill that I think would impede this mission for ending water scarcity and also for bringing...
Water scarcity. Okay, anyways, you got enough of what you needed to get enough of. Augustus DiRico, CEO and founder of Rainmaker. They want to get rid of the issue of having dry land. They want to go ahead and basically cause it to rain at will. In other words, they want to play God. Okay? Well, he's apparently, and I'm sure he's all the well aware of the fact that chemtrails are much of the reason through weather modification. You can look at this on Doppler radars through those that would claim to be meteorologists, that what I'm going to tell you is exactly right. But you can see in many cases, folks, on Doppler radar where it's going to rain, in fact, and the meteorologist or even your weather report on your phone, which we all have, you just go to your weather reporter here, and it tells you exactly what it's going to be like. It'll tell you it's going to rain out. And then before you know it, all of a sudden you'll see lines go across the sky, and all of a sudden that rain that was about ready to come, all of a sudden it just dissipates. No more rain. They've been doing that in Minnesota for some time now. About 3 years ago, it was the worst I've ever seen in all my life. And there was a gray dust probably about a quarter of an inch on the ground. They sprayed so much. And they spray, friends, where there's populated area because they want to get that barium and they want to get all of those chemicals that they're spraying down, the aerosols, the list goes on, into your respiratory system, or they want to get into the soil of the ground so when they bring forth crops... those crops are going to have exactly what they sprayed down on those crops inside of the food. So when you eat it, it's going to end up sooner or later poisoning you. And we can see all the efforts that they have been making to do all of this. Again, if you want to understand scripturally as to what is in fact happening, just go to Deuteronomy 28:24, because it's exactly what the Lord promised he would do to a disobedient nation. It comes back to that again and again and again. If you want the answers, friends, that's all you have to do is to look to the Word of God. That's what that map book is all for. That's what that instruction manual is all for, to raise up his creation. And if we don't want to listen to it, this is exactly why we're in the predicament that we're in today. But let's go back to this guy really quick. So he's admitting that they want to go ahead and deal with the issue. If there's dry land, we want to make sure we can go ahead and cloud seed and make it rain. Okay. Well, he knows why we're seeing drought across the country. And what do we see the politicians simultaneously do at the same time? And of course, they censor anybody that's telling you the truth like they always do, and they only send their side of the narrative. Well, if you look at the flooding in Texas, you know that your government came out, or should I say your representative government that's tolerated by the people to do the things that they're doing and leveling and assailing you on a daily basis, you know what they came out with? They said that there's going to be more of this flooding and there's going to be more earthquakes if we don't stop the climate change. Wait a second. Who's creating what they call the climate change? I remember I did a whole piece on this probably 7-8 years ago, and Pelosi was talking about climate change. And really what it comes down to is they want to add more tax to your paychecks because, again, the power to tax is the power to destroy. They want more of your money on top of the 40% that they're already stealing from you Americans. Okay, let's just call it for what it is. Now, I'm saying that for the reason that when she was out there talking about climate change, it was interesting that the Lord bore witness to her lies and countering her lies and exposing her for exactly who she is. She's a devil that was tolerated by the American people for 30-some years. And we all know that that's true. We all know that that's true. What did the Lord do? He decided to give them record-setting inches of snow during that particular time in Washington, D.C. You guys all remember that? Yeah, I laughed to no end. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for not leaving yourself without witness when it comes to these corrupt politicians. And then when you see the Lord really kind of step out all the more to make the people aware of what's going on, you'd think that that the people would respond to heaven by saying, wait a second, that was the Lord that just did that to testify against her. We need to deal with these people. Did the people think that way? Absolutely not. They don't know a thing about, or they have not an inkling of knowledge of understanding that it's justice upon the heads of corrupt, regardless of who they are, regardless of what capacity they're in, that guards our liberty. Nope. Again, evil men understand not judgment. So let me go back to this. They want to say it's climate change. I want to go back to 1959. I'm not kidding you. This is all of this stuff is pre-planned. Let me say it again. All of it is pre-planned. Just ask the politicians who blurted the truth out time and time again in their confusion. It's all pre-planned. You guys know what I'm talking about because there's more Simpsons coming out that are predicting and foretelling the things that they're going to do in great specificity. Well, they're showing more videos again. They did it again and again. Folks, that shows you their fingerprints are all over the crimes that they have pre-planned. Okay? They're not prophetic. It's not the Lord doing it through them. If anything, friends, it's a lot simpler than that when he gives you eyes to see and ears to hear to call them out for who they are. Oh, and for the record, I'm from Minneapolis. And what's interesting is the Simpsons, the creator of Simpsons, this great loser because he is, and I'm talking about Bart Simpson, he used to have an article on the back of City Pages. And it was just the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen in all your life. I mean, I don't think anybody ever took the time to read one of his comic strips on the back of City Pages, an immoral, sodomite advocating magazine that's no more, okay? But on the back of it, it was called Life in Hell. Did you know that? It was called Life in Hell. And now they call it The Simpsons. And that same creator of Bart Simpsons that used to be responsible for the little comic strip on the back of City Pages called Life in Hell, somehow or another, he's being used to go ahead and foretell events throughout the United States of America and worldwide to a T. And folks, I believe we're getting into like 50 to 60 of them now. Exacting, even the pictures, exactly how they forecasted it is exactly how it came about, okay? So they're painstakingly putting these things together because they want you to believe that somehow or another they are all powerful. Let me say it one more time, and I'm going to show this video to you. They're trying to create a world without my father. I'm just here to remind them that will never happen. The world, my friend, is the hammer. The church is the anvil. The anvil does not need to be replaced. It's only the hammer. These people continuously dare the justice of God, and somehow or another, these technocrats think that somehow or another, they're going to get one over on the Creator this time, and they're going to have their way. I'm here to tell you, the seed of the righteous is forever. My Father is the creator of mankind, all of mankind and everything that exists. He's the governor of the nations. He rules over all flesh. The devil's in control of nothing. And he gives to his church the power to rule and have dominion over the devil, right? Luke 10:19. And in the process, friends, the heavens is his throne and the earth is his footstool. And the Bible tells us that the government is upon the shoulder of his sons. Nobody is in control. Going back to the point that I was making during the end of the last segment, that you do not allow or to allow to have control over your lives. Nope, they only do whatever you let them get away with. And I am so sick and tired, especially with people that have watched this show for decades, literally, talking about what the cabal is doing and what the globalists are doing and what the elites are doing. They love your ignorance. They love your chains. They love your submission. You're good slaves to put yourself in that position. No. They're in control of nothing that you don't give them control over. Do you understand the truth makes you free? Get educated, folks. And let's put them in the position where they need to be. And I'm taking everybody with me. Amen? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm going to play this video on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world."
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Love the intro, folks. Love the intro. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. What are your thoughts? Again, 281-845-4704. I want to go back to something here really quick, and I want to hit something again, hopefully within the next 7 minutes. I don't know how that's going to work. 10 minutes, sorry. But we'll do our best. I just highlighted the fact that during the first half of the show, Tim Brown did an article, and he actually has Katie Johnson giving her testimonial on February of 2016, and it goes on for about a half hour. I watched about half of it, and none of it surprised me. He's a narcissist. He's a creep. Both of them are. And they were sued, in fact, by this young lady. And what's interesting is, as I showed you that, I said, you know, people are saying that I'm basically making it up. This is at church. And I was making up the fact that Donald Trump, you know, wasn't actually implicated, along with Jeffrey Epstein, for his crime, Epstein, against that little girl. It wasn't just her. It was several little girls. It was 14 years old. The mansion was filled with these kids, and she goes into great detail. But again, I was, you know, basically told that I'm just making that up. I'm speculating, so on and so forth. Well, I showed you the court documents, and they're easy to find. Truly, they're easy to find. They're not hard to find. Somebody just said, well, why didn't they release those before? They were released a long time ago. You just didn't take the time to dig in to find out for yourself. And it wasn't a big deal then. Well, another person says, well, I just don't know that I believe anything that's online. Of course you don't, I said. I said, but you have no problem listening to the one that's guilty of the crime and his version of truth, do you? Nope. And it's not like he didn't do it more than how many times. And I showed you online, Wiki's got a whole list that goes on and on and on and on and on concerning the crimes and the pedophilia crimes of Donald Trump. And the Bible tells us, out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. Okay? Not out of the mouth of 200 or 300 people. No. How that just is accepted by the people, it shows you how tolerant they are. And you know why it is that they're tolerant of the crime? Because they're guilty of the crime. That's why. Okay. So let's move forward here. And I want to go back to 1959, and I want you to see how they pre-programmed the people as kids, namely during that particular time, concerning chemtrails and how they were going to go ahead and cloud seed, so on and so forth. P.S., if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I want to play this for you. You're going to hear all the audio, those that are listening to us by our affiliates, and you will get it perfectly. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Check this out.
With a touch of a button, the battle begins.
1959.
Chemical cloud seeders begin to work the two storm areas. Robot planes seed the clouds from above.
1959.
The storm centers over Kansas and over Labrador intensify as seeding continues.
Now changing over to Hurricane Center.
65 years ago. Cloud seeding, chemtrails.
The fury of the hurricane mounts as 100-mile-an-hour winds.
Weather modification.
The sea to a foaming frenzy.
Told you they were doing this 65 years
all
ago,
stations,
people.
Sector C. Activate Phase 2 Control Plan Delta. Set vapor rockets for 42,000 feet. Execute.
As an emergency measure, the controller calls for a salvo of vapor
rockets. This is on a short Disney film on weather modification in 1959. Again, 65 years ago. And you know what's quite interesting here?
These artificial clouds will block the sun from evaporating more water to feed the hurricane.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? They told you exactly what they were going to do and how they were going to do it. And guess what? It's exactly what they've been doing. This particular part of the short Disney film was on weather modification. Chemtrails is different, but in part it's the same. Cloud seeding is different, but it's part and the same. And what's interesting is states now in the United States are standing up and they're beginning to ban them. To all of you that said it was a conspiracy theory, I'm embarrassed for you. As you're breathing in these aerosols, as you're breathing in these metals and these chemicals they're spraying down on you, I'm embarrassed for you. I feel sorry for your kids. No joke. No joke. You should be ashamed of yourself. To suggest that you shouldn't question everything with this administration and any government as far as that goes, that tells me how ignorant of a people and how easily they are led. It's like the blind leading the blind, and they all end up in the ditch. That's right. Matthew 15. Exactly right. The blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. This has been going on for a long time. States are now standing up, and they're saying you're not spraying chemicals down on the people anymore. Where are the people rising up and dealing with the people that are trying to do their best to get them sick terminally? Do you understand how the medical industry in many ways works with the government and different branches of the government to make sure that they have a clientele, they have an influx of money continuously coming in? If they're not poisoning your air, they're poisoning your water. If they're not poisoning your water, they're poisoning your food. Does that help? Why is it happening? Because the people would have it. So we got David calling in from Colorado. Thanks for calling in, guy. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Brad, it's nice to talk to you. Like your perspective on the weather modification and all the government stuff, but a great concern to me and only a few others is our elections and election security, integrity. They all downplay it.
Yep.
There's a big problem in Colorado. They call it the gold standard in mail-in balloting. But in reality, elections have been stolen for the past 20, 30, 40 years.
Longer than that.
They control them. And if we the people don't take them back, we're going to continue down this path, which is not a good one, as you're alluding to in a great style.
I agree. It's been going on longer than that, my friend. As a matter of fact, I have pulled up, in courtesy of what you're highlighting right now, concerning the data, and it comes from heritage.org, concerning all of the voter fraud taking place across the country. There's thousands of individuals that have been busted for voter fraud. What's also interesting is right below the Heritage Foundation data on election fraud, we have these paid outlets, these that really what they are is they're tentacles from the government to go ahead and try to suppress anybody that's telling the people the truth. And right under that, on top of all the facts a couple thousand times over, we have the Brennan Center for Justice, where it says the myth of voter fraud. And it's interesting when you begin to look at those that are trying to shut down the truth and those that are exposing the truth, you're going to find that they have tentacles directly connected to the government in one way or another. It's absolutely true what you're saying, David. It's been going on for a long, long time. And I don't know how it doesn't get any more clear than when Roosevelt said back in the 30s that presidents are not elected by the people. They're selected because they're not working for we the people. If they were working for we the people and we were educated, we would hold them according to what we find within the confines of the Constitution and its enumerated laws. But since the people want to be a bunch of sheep led by a bunch of wolves, then they can and they are in for what they've gotten over the last, 80, 90 years now. So you're right. I would add one more thing to that, and I'll give you the last word here, David. It's not so much an issue of if we don't take it back, we're not going to. Well, if we don't take it back, let me finish it the way that I thought in my heart concerning what you said. We're not going to have anything to take back. And what they're doing right now is they're installing these said representatives throughout the United States of America that are in fact working directly against the people in the Constitution law that we find when we take the time to read it for ourselves. They are criminal in every single step in many ways that they're taking. And I'm saying in every single step. I just had another governor, I believe it was from North Carolina today, talk about how he's a Christian. And because he's a Christian, he's not going to go ahead and weigh in and put a stop to men that want to be with men and women that want to be with women. Those people are installed. They're not voted in by the people. And that's what the people have to come to the conclusion of. I mean, you have a Jared Polis in your state. He's a sodomite. He's been a sodomite for a long time. We've exposed him for his crimes. Look at the crimes that he's committing against you people there. Same thing going on in the state of Minnesota through the pedophile Tim Walz. Same thing going on in Ohio. Same thing going on in New York. Same thing going on in California. But the people think that God's going to go ahead. He's going to come in and intervene and take care of them in a way that they're not actually taking heed to his commandments and dealing with them for themselves. That's the mercy of God. He's not going to do for us what we're unwilling to do for ourselves, my friend. And we got to get that straight. I'll give you the last word, David.
So I guess, and I agree with what you're saying completely. Yes, we have a problem in Colorado. For those that try to expose, for example, we have a Gold Star mom in prison right now, Tina Peters. There are people that are trying to expose the corruption, the machine's got to go. But bottom line, there's a guy here that does a lot of work on this, but there's a good video about this, Let My People Go. But we the people have to take action.
Yeah.
Because if we allow these elections to continue, just like you said, we're not going to have what we were given.
Exactly.
Over 250 years.
David, can you do me a favor? No, you're exactly right. David, can I ask you, what's the story with Tina Peters? Curious.
Tina Peters, she was the Mesa County clerk, and she was she decided to make a copy of the election machine, the Dominion voting machine, before our horrible Secretary of State Jenna Griswold came in and basically erased them, because they did the what they call the build or whatever, whatever their term is for the rebuilding of the Dominion system, basically erased everything. It really wasn't over 2020 that she got so worked up. She got worked up in the 2022 county election because she looked at it and said, this doesn't make sense. This is not what people are saying regarding Grand Junction, Colorado, and Mesa County. So she made copies of that, but then she looked back at 2020 and realized that was corrupt too. And the voting system in Colorado is extremely corrupt.
Yep.
So she made copies, and the state came through and changed laws and made things that what she did was illegal. They had a trial, and a corrupt judge that wouldn't let her have a defense, and then they put her in jail. She's 68, 69 years old, and she's got a 9-year prison sentence.
Yep, you're right. I got it pulled up right now on Colorado Newsline. Well, that's what they do. And again, I think people need to understand that whoever demonizes people that are taking a stand for the people, I think it should infuriate the American people to see how this is all set up. It works against the truth tellers. It works against those that mean to represent us. And we've seen this as well, my friend. I mean, we see political prisoners being thrown in jail all the time for standing up and doing the right thing. And the American people, not knowing any different, actually believe what the mainstream media is saying about the people that are actually in the fight for them. And it's again, more than anything, David, it's what's happening is we see in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The people, if they're going to remain ignorant, they're going to continuously be enslaved. And I think that's what we see more than anything else across the country is people just going along with their favorite politicians rather than going along with the Word of God and the Constitution and actually standing up against what's going on out there. And then when we see people like Tina fall, we sit back and we wonder why we're in troubles, because we sat back and allowed her to be attacked and lied to. And instead of dealing with the corrupt judges and the mainstream media for reporting fraud, what do? They let one of theirs go, another one down, and it just makes it easier for tyranny to continuously, incrementally, and seditiously take its way. A bunch of insidious devils is what they are. So, David, I appreciate the phone call. We're off air right now, but I did want to get a little download on Tina Peters, and I might dig this up a little bit more for Tim Brown's morning show. See if we can't get her on the radio.
Tina Peters is huge, and there's a guy that does a podcast. He got real involved about 5 years ago, an intelligent guy. He used to run a little podcast called Conservative Daily, and now he's changed it to Untamed. His name is Joe Altman, and if you read anything about him, it's going to make him look like the devil, because he's out there similar to you, telling the truth, and they don't like that. So he's probably a good guy if you can dig around and get a hold of him.
I think
he's helping Tina a lot.
Yeah, I think he actually takes my commentary. So we got a connection already. I'll check it out, David. I totally appreciate your calling in, and we'll do what we can do. And you know what? The bottom line is when we come together and we say no more to this under the Lord, we can do this. But if not, we're going to get more of this, and I think we're on the same page. So I appreciate you, guys. Say hello to your wife for me, please.
Well, thank you for yours. You have a great day.
You too, David. Thanks. Okay, guys, love you, but what we'll do, we'll talk to you in 23 hours, 1 John 3:18. I wanted to get more information on Tina because I think that's important for people to see that this is, in fact, what happens when people stand up against the system. We've known this for a long time. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, a lot of this stuff was already being exposed to the people as to how it works in Washington and in state governments as well. If you've not seen that movie, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, it's sound, it's super clean, and it's from the 1920s, I believe. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Check it out. We'll have more to talk about tomorrow. Love you by what we do. See you.